Warning, the hosts of this program are not broadcast professionals. They have no idea what they're doing. They are bad at this. One of them uses swear words. A lot. All complaints about this show are correct. You have been warned. This is your last chance to download a real podcast. Okay, you asked for it. Here are Dave Brown and Iron Mike Irons. This is Entitled Town.
All right. Thank you, Al. Hanging in there, giving us the intro today, even though he is very busy in packing mode, because Al believes that the Patriots season is over, and therefore we're done with the show for a while. And I have some tough news for Al, because he hired movers. He's heading out of town. He's got all his bags packed. But
shotgun on first down, fakes the handoff to Burkhead, throws to Edelman at the.
Sorry, while they did lose, and some highlights from tonight's Patriots game just bled in there. But while they did lose,
Dave, I'm afraid of that highlight. I'm sorry, I have to crawl under my couch.
Unfortunately for Al, the season is not over. There's going to be a game in 2 weeks. I've confirmed it. I just checked with the NFL.
Are you sure? Really?
I'm 100% sure. Welcome to Entitled Town. I'm Dave Brown. I'm here with Iron Mike Irons.
I'm under my couch, Dave. I'm sucking my thumb.
You're sucking your thumb?
Yeah, clearly. Obvi. Yeah, listen. Obvi.
Listen, I mean, it was the Ravens.
The most traumatic thing of the week is I had a pay subscription. I had it canceled to a payday website. I'm under my couch because I can no longer have Patriots insight at all.
What is a payday website?
I don't know. It was like I had debit charges taken out of my checking account.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. There's debit Ravens charges being taken out of my checking account.
No one is having a good night tonight. That's my read on the situation.
Well, there we go.
Okay.
There
we go. So we just watched this football game. You know, what's unfortunate is that it was not a close game at the end. That would have been a little more enjoyable, I think, for a lot of people. I don't think Patriots fans are going to enjoy this game anyway. But we talked about this. We've been talking about this all season, that at some point the Patriots have to lose a football game. And that started tonight. You know, if I said to you, it's really funny how these things play out over the course of time. If I say to you at the beginning of the season that the Patriots are going to go, let's say, 14-2 or 13-3, I think a lot of people just would say, great, I'll sign up for that right now.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
If I can guarantee that record. And then when an actual – now, if you go 13-3 or 14-2, that means you have to lose multiple games. And then when the actual loss comes
– God forbid, you lose multiple games as in two?
Yeah. Maybe? As soon as one happens, everyone lives in whatever the immediate flaws are, and they think this is going to happen. And this is why Ironhead, you and I were on a podcast. We were guests earlier this week, and they asked us for predictions.
Right.
And I said, I never predict games because you don't know what the game plans are. You don't know who has the better game plan going into it. You don't know what the weird turnovers are going to be. You don't know that Julian Edelman is going to be fighting for a couple extra yards.
Right, so stop, Dave. Dave, stop.
No, I'm not stopping. I'm going to finish.
No, stop. What's going to happen is that it's going to be a toughness thing. No, stop. It's going to be a toughness thing where the Patriots aren't tough enough to stop the run. And
right.
By the way, the Ravens are 1 of 32 that do that game plan. And God bless them. They were fantastic tonight. And you just referenced that. If Edelman does not fumble, maybe that game's different. The Ravens run the single wing.
Well, it was interesting tonight. So the last 2 weeks, Well, I'll say particularly tonight. So people are going to focus on these last two games and say, well, the team's terrible at stopping the run. And you know what? Maybe that's true. Maybe that's their Achilles heel. And
well, while glossing over they forced how many turnovers last week and also tonight on the turnovers.
Right. Well, look, people are going to say, well, you know, they can't stop the run. And I don't know if that's true yet. And it may be true, but
would you rather get gashed by the pass 45 yards at a time or by the run?
I'd rather finish a sentence.
Oh. So, all right.
Every time I start a thought,
this is
somewhere else. Right.
There we go. This is what happens in our mansion. So I'm putting my tongue. My dog Belle is to my left. So go ahead, Dave.
All right. I'm glad we have a 20 on Belle. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that Lamar Jackson changes this running game because, like, well, you're calling the single wing and these option plays, and it was something they hadn't seen before. They had a tough time defending it early, and really that big quarter, which was the difference in the game,
right?
They just really did not come out and make the stops they needed in the first quarter. They made adjustments. Things were going pretty well. And then
can I actually say something? They figured it out in the second half. Is that fair?
I'd say they figured it out. They eventually figured it out, but
late second quarter.
I think here's what happened. I think that Edelman fumble was very big, not just because it gave up the score, but it also the Patriots had been running even with James White right down Baltimore's throat. They kind of had him when they wanted him. They had gassed out that line, but coughing up that ball there. They come back. They have a nice drive. That's when they had the drive with White, but they don't stop the Ravens on the next drive. The Ravens still have the lead. So now they're down by two scores. They went away from the run, I think maybe a little too early, and time of possession becomes just this killer. And so losing that ball, spotting Baltimore's score there.
Leverage.
That really just changed what they were able to do in the second half. And I think now – the point I was trying to make earlier is that no two games are the same. It's very difficult to predict what's going to happen. And so a couple of these things changed the complexion of the game, hindered what the Patriots were allowed to do. They'll learn from this. And then it goes back to what I've been saying, and I don't know if anybody believes me, but the Patriots, for some reason, do not play well on Bermuda grass. And I have charted it out. I have looked at their win-loss records, all worse on grass. All worse on Bermuda grass. Their efficiency.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I looked it up with Football Outsiders. They track DVOA, which is an efficiency metric. They play far worse, not just in win-loss, but the quality of football they play is worse when they play on Bermuda grass. Why? I have no idea. I don't understand it. It sounds stupid. I just know that I've sat down, I've compiled the data, and I can't argue that they play better or even the same when they play on Bermuda grass. Maybe it's because of the locations of the stadiums. They tend to be more southern, but and they're all road games, obviously, but when they play on the road on turf or when they play on the road on Kentucky bluegrass, they play better than they do when they play on the road on Bermuda grass or whatever Miami's using now, which is similar to Bermuda grass. I'm not an expert, but I've done a good amount of research on grass, and this is the conclusion I've come to. Anyway, so just food for thought there. But what is your impression? I mean, are the Patriots toast? Are they frauds?
Yes.
They're toasted frauds.
Yes, of course they are. I mean, what you just said, Dave, grass aside, and I live in the Northwest, so grass has a different meaning. I just don't think
it does. What does grass mean in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, you're willfully obtuse, as it is. So tell me, with a Raven,
are you referring to marijuana? Because it's not.
I can't say that. I live here.
You can say that. It's legal in Washington. It's also legal in Massachusetts.
Not the last time I was there, but
what?
The whole thing to hold on. Dave.
It was legal.
Dear God. Dear God. David Brown. The last time we talked, the last time we had beers in Boston, you were boofing ciders. So let me just back the lawnmower out and give it
that
you
is,
from 10,000 feet.
That is a lie. I didn't even drink beer the last
yes,
time.
Yes, I'm clearly lying. I'm clearly lying.
So I didn't have.
That's clearly why.
I drank whiskey.
Doing this podcast with me. So the Ravens tonight, the passing game wasn't great. It was functional. You're going to hear tomorrow that the Patriots weren't tough enough to beat you. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. And the fact is, we don't know yet. The Pats are 8-1. The Ravens are 6-3, I believe. We don't know yet. The Pats gave up 37 points tonight. Is that great? No. But, if there's anything I know, the Patriots are going to improve from this. And you tell me, Dave, like, the Ravens are good. Jackson, we don't know. He's a... The Ravens' offense is unlike nothing that's been run since, I don't know, Forrest Gregg with the 81 Bengals? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
The 81 Bengals?
You tell me. I don't know. It's like the offense.
I can't tell you that that's not true. Listen. Here's what happens. Sometimes
give me a running offense. I don't know.
Sometimes you get into a game where the other team is doing something mm-hmm. that you're not prepared to stop. And they were not prepared to stop what the Ravens were doing tonight. They did a bad job.
But why weren't they? They knew Jackson wasn't kill them on the air. It's
because like, there are the some hell? Things that you just
can't prepare. You caller?
Not necessarily you personally, but there are some things that that a football team can't prepare to deal with until they're on the field and they're dealing with it. So
that's fair. That's fair.
Now, the other aspect of this that we haven't covered yet is that for the second week in a row, the Patriots were playing a team coming off of their bye. Last week, the Patriots had were coming off of Monday night.
Yeah.
So a short week for them to play the Browns, who were coming off of their bye, and the Ravens just had 2 weeks to prepare for the Patriots, who had to deal with that kind of thing 2 weeks in a row. You know, to what extent, you know, maybe the Patriots could have used more time this week. Maybe they just need a bye in general.
Fair. That's actually a good point. They have a week off. That's good. That's good.
Know, maybe that's the difference that gets N'Keal Harry on the field. Right. But he was
added. You and I were both surprised he wasn't on the field tonight.
He was added to the roster, but not active for this game, and we don't know why. But I will say this. There were some things about the offense, and people are going to be surprised by this, but I actually thought the offense played better tonight than it has in a while until it became a two-score game again. And when that happened, I think that they became a little more predictable. A little more one-dimensional. And so when he took away that running element, it...
Well, that's what happens when you Baltimore. Fall behind by two scores. Right. That's what happens.
Right. And Baltimore had the ball. I don't know this for sure, but I'm not sure when the last time was that the Patriots lost time of possession, and certainly by this margin.
Right, right.
I'd be curious to see when... I mean, I think that the Ravens had the ball for... Let's see.
36 minutes, 37 minutes.
37 minutes tonight. 37 minutes. And when was the last time the Patriots had the ball for less than 23 minutes? I don't know. But tonight, 22:59. So anyway, I think I think that it is I would point out that every single time the Patriots have won the Super Bowl, they have lost at least one game.
Big if true.
And yeah. So now they had this ends a 13 game winning streak for them, which was the third longest in franchise history. And you know, they have some things to tighten up. The run defense, I mean,
right.
It's tough for me. It's really tough for me. You look at the last 2 weeks. Browns had Nick Chubb, who's an outstanding running back. And this week, Baltimore just has this added dimension. It's not just a running game. When you saw a lot of – even after the first quarter, even after they started buttoning things down, you saw a lot of the Patriots being hesitant to commit to Ingram and making those tackles
right
when he got the ball, because they couldn't afford to be wrong. If you're wrong, it's a huge play. It was wrong on his, they were wrong on his 53-yard run. They were wrong on some of the plays that when Jackson kept it. And so it became, all right, we're going to give 6 yards. You know, if that's the trade-off, right. maybe we give 6 yards instead of 50. Yeah, so these are a lot of things that have to be buttoned down. But if you look at a game plan moving forward, a little more time of possession, these are things that they can work through and sort out. So, you know, they have a long way to go. There's still a lot of things to fix, and we've been saying all season that they have things to fix. But
they're 8-1. They are 8-1.
A lot of things that could have gone wrong tonight went wrong. The right. Edelman fumble kind of canceled out the Cyrus Jones fumble. And the Brady pick was bad, but you know, that kind of canceled out the Ingram fumble. And if Sanu just kind of fell, like he kind of tripped like right over Thomas. He just tripped right over Thomas when Thomas right. made the pick. And if he had tagged him down there, that long Brady interception would have just been as good as a punt pinning the Ravens down inside the five. But that didn't happen. And, you know, the Ravens got some other breaks, and that's the way it goes. There was the pick play where they got a big down on the drive that put them up two scores. They got the pick play. They also got a fumble when Jason McCourty's hand went to the face. And what was the other? Wasn't there another penalty on that drive?
There's a lot of flags on both sides.
Yeah, a lot of
extend drives. But I'll tell you this, Dave. I don't want to make this much longer than I should. The Ravens did everything that they should to win that game. They did. It's week 9. No big deal. The Ravens, are well coached. And I think if you take the view from 30,000 feet, the Pats will see where the Ravens went at them and they'll learn from it. You know, you tell me, am I wrong?
What's the question again?
Well, the Ravens took a half season worth of film, went at the Pats, and take the Edelman fumble and return for a touchdown out of that. And the Pats can maybe see where they're vulnerable, like maybe. I mean,
they self-scout.
The Nick Chubb shit last week. Nick Chubb, despite his two fumbles, ran for 6.5 yards a carry. And the Ravens are really, really, you know, old school football team where they run the ball. Lamar Jackson, I don't have in front of me how many yards he threw for. Maybe you can put that on the screen we share, but like The Ravens held the ball a lot.
He was 17 for 23, 163 yards.
All right. So 23 attempts, 163 yards isn't great.
And he was rubbing his towel every play before he threw.
Yeah, Chris Collinsworth said that after every snap in the second half.
And I think that I'm sure the Patriots noticed.
You think?
Which tells you when they knew the runs were coming, they had trouble stopping them.
Dave, you tell me, is it a different game if Edelman doesn't fumble that ball? Tell me.
Of course. Of course it's a different game.
That's a loser mentality. I get it.
You're taking a touchdown off the board there. Of course it's a different game in that situation.
Yeah, the Pats are going into the red zone. The Ravens get a touchdown going the other way.
When we got in the middle of the third quarter, not the middle.
I thought the game was over. I thought the game was over when the Pats got the second half kickoff and got a couple first downs.
17-13, they moved right into Ravens territory, and I thought, the Patriots have kind of figured this out. Like they've kind of stopped the bleeding on defense, and the offense is moving at will. Even after the touchdown, they go right down and score. What James White with all the yardage and on the ground. And
how good is James White, by the way? How good is he?
He's very good. He had a nice catch tonight. He was big on that drive, 9 carries for 38 yards. But, it clearly was not their night. And, they get a couple weeks to figure things out. And one thing that's, this team.
Fire core.
This team has been a work in progress. They've pulled themselves to an 8-1 record on the strength of this defense. And they've been a work in progress on the other side of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now they have 7 games until the playoffs to figure it out.
So, Dave, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Who are they offensively? Who are they?
Well, I think when they can... when they're not forced to be one-dimensional like they were.
Right. That's the whole thing. It was 17-0 tonight, right?
Yeah, they were down 17-0.
Right. And they got back where you and I both thought they were going to win.
Right.
So it's not like one. It's not 400 level shit.
You play from ahead,
you win. This team plays from ahead, they win.
Now, and I started to understand the value of Sanu a little bit
more. He was so good. I just knew that middle of third quarter.
10 catches. Brady touches him. The touchdown.
Brady trusts him.
Well, he was getting open. And the thing about Sanu is it's more east to west. And I talked about this a little bit last night. But that's kind of the dimension that they've been missing is, okay, a guy who plays a lot of snaps inside, but can move around.
Edelman. He compliments even Watson at that point.
Well,
and White too.
Well, I think McDaniels talked about earlier this week about the importance of receivers who run their routes in a complementary way that creates opportunities for other people. And I think that's what Sanu is bringing here. Brady had 30 completions tonight. 20 of them were to Edelman and Sanu. No targets for Myers. And in fact, I don't even remember seeing him out there.
No, I don't.
Hashtag interesting.
Out of the shotgun on first down, fakes the handoff to Burkhead.
Sorry, I have a window open on my screen that just keeps playing the highlights from this game. And by the way, it's only the Edelman fumble. I just keep randomly playing the Edelman fumble.
Dave, X that out. Jesus Christ. I mean, come on. X that shit out. Come on.
I've muted it. You want to hear some more of it? Here we go.
No, I really don't.
Edelman at the line. Slips one tackler, but won't get far. Fumbles the ball. Recovered by the Ravens.
I hope you don't get sued for copyright infringement there. If so, by the way, I set up a shell corporation that puts all the liability on you. So if we get sued And there is a federal statutory fine or penalty for copyright infringement. So,
well, I'm moving to Oregon next week.
It doesn't matter.
I'm moving to Oregon next week. So good luck.
Okay. Well, you might have to. It might be illegal to say marijuana there. So,
no, it's not.
You might have to watch. You might have to watch what you say. I don't know. But okay.
They're 8-1. Like, Dave, 8-1? In what world is an 8-1 team a failure? Probably. I'll tell you, in Boston, they're 8-1 is a failure.
I see that was a rhetorical question. Okay.
I think that's what they, yeah.
Right. All right. Well, I think the narrative is moving forward. I think we'll see some disappointment because this team was supposed to be unbeatable and go in 19-0. And we had it first, by the way, that was not going to happen. Like we called that the preseason.
Again.
We went out on a limb and said this team would probably lose a game. We nailed it.
How dare you, Brown? How dare you?
Well, okay, so we're heading into the bye week. I think as far as taking care of some entitled town business here, I think I don't think we're going to do a show next week. I think I would like a week off because it's a good time to...
Says you.
It's a good time to take a minute off. You want to come and do the show with Al, that's fine. But I think...
That's my preference, if I'm being honest. I'll do a show with Al.
I think
it's... Can I give you a bill line? Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. Another bill line. There you go.
If we don't say, if we do a show in the bye week, then later on you can't say that we're on to what is it, Dallas?
Philly.
Oh, jeez.
Right. You hate Philly. You hate Philly. You hate the Philly? Eagles. Hold on, Dave.
Yeah.
You are a Giants fan.
Yeah.
You hate
That's right.
the Eagles like poison.
I really hate the Eagles.
Oh, this is – all right. I want to do – we have no interview this week. I want to do an interview next week with Dave, Woonsocket Dave, talking about the Eagles. Despite the Eagles have won one Super Bowl in his lifetime, the Giants have won – we won't talk about that. But I want to interview you, Dave. Yes, no, or decline. Can I interview you?
So here's my thought on it. You've raised this issue off the air with me
when
before.
When we talked on the phone and text, yes.
And I said, I think that's a good idea and that's something we should do after the season. So I think let's leave it for that as far as us interviewing each other.
You goddamn coward.
You're a coward. I don't see how that's cowardice at all.
Well, let's
say I already agreed to this.
Hold on, Brown. Hold
to
on,
my
Brown.
Agreement. That's not cowardice.
Hold on, Brown. Let's let the five people on social media decide this.
I already decided it.
Oh my God, you're like a...
Like what? Right. I'm like a human being with agency.
Agency.
So,
agency.
Okay.
Dear God, all right.
So the Patriots have to go.
It's late. It's tired. I'm tired. You're tired. Let's
so you
go.
See what's happening here is the Patriots have to go play down in Philadelphia. They'll probably lose that one because here's what they're doing. They're losing all of the games that they didn't lose in the regular season in 2007. Like, they should have lost, you know, like they probably should have lost to Baltimore. They almost lost to the Eagles in 2007. And so now they're going to get it right. They're going to go lose those
Dave,
games.
Dave, hold on. Rex Ryan just called timeout.
Okay.
That was funny.
Okay, good. All right.
Let's go. So, let's just go. Jesus Christ.
You want to just, okay. I'm not really serious about my theory of the 2007 that they have to go back and do like a Groundhog Day type thing where they
hold on.
All of their wrongs.
If they had lost that game in Baltimore in 07 and then beaten Giants in 07, okay. It's like they were 11-5 last year. Do I give a shit that they lost in Pittsburgh? And I haven't, honest to God, I'm on my couch. They lost in Pittsburgh on a night game. I don't remember any other losses. Like in that, am I wrong? So you're a Giants fan. The 90 and 86 Giants, you remember? Like, I don't know.
I don't understand what you're saying, so I don't know if you're wrong. But.
Well, you tell me. Hold on, dude. So the 90 Giants.
Yeah, 1990
Giants. 90
Giants. Lost three regular season games.
Right. So do you remember those, like, acutely?
They lost to the Bears. They lost to
the Bears. Buffalo. So hold on. Stop there. Bears.
That's not right. That's not. No, they beat the Bears in the playoffs. They lost to Philly. They lost to Buffalo.
The Bills. The Bills weren't afraid of you, right?
They may have lost to the 49ers. I think that was it.
They did. So I know for a fact.
Early in the season, they lost to Philly. And that, no, they didn't. No, because they were 10-0.
But I know for a fact. I had a conversation with my brother, who is on Twitter, who follows us.
Yeah.
So he's at John. I'm sorry, I don't remember your Twitter handle. The Giants won that NFC title game, which is one of the greatest games in football history. Matt Barr kicked 5 field goals at Candlestick. The Giants lost the Monday night game.
At San Francisco
earlier that year. So my dad, or our dad, John, our dad, and I was a Pats fan. I said, well, whoever loses this game is going to win the NFC title. And both of them went, whatever.
Well, both were.
Hand of God did.
I think both teams went into that game at 10.
The Giants kicked 5 fucking field goals to win that game. Matt Barr, that was, you know, we've texted about this. I've watched that game, you know, while on a treadmill. That's one of the greatest football games in history of football.
That game was so good.
Yeah. It's so good. And like, they
at that game
Joe
was
Montana. Jim Burt gave Joe Montana CTE, and I'm not trying to make light of that.
I think we've lost the thread here, which is okay. The 1990 Giants started off 10-0, and then they actually lost 2 games in a row. They wound up losing a stretch of 3 out of 4. They lost to, and one of the things that I think it's interesting. So they lost to Philly, whom they had beaten earlier in the season. Their next 2 losses were to the 49ers and the Bills, both of whom they beat in the postseason. Anyway, the idea being that, you know, these things happen. They lost to Philly. They lost to Philly 31-13 in their 11th game.
It's the first week of November. We have no idea what's going on.
Right. What I'm saying, yeah. So there will be a big push to the thing that we always come back to on the show is that you're always held to the standard of, well, as of today, are you capable of winning a Super Bowl? And that's how the Boston media kind of looks at everything. They don't look at the whole picture. They look at, well, based on today, the Patriots are a terrible team who can't score and they can't stop the run. And that's it. And that's all they're going to think about them. But that was just today. That was, that's the way the defense played today, and we'll see what happens moving forward. But you know, it's interesting. We're gonna let the season play out, and you know, Hopefully,
Does Harry hurt them?
Hopefully, the future games will be more. Does Harry hurt them?
Does he? You tell me.
Well, what do you mean, hurt them?
Does adding N'Keal Harry hurt the Patriots?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, Dave, you know the storylines coming this week. You know, Michelle didn't get a lot of carries. They scored only 20 points, God forbid. The defense is going to be perceived as soft. So you tell me, it's like, I don't live in Boston anymore. You tell me, what is the storyline du jour?
Well, clearly,
it's all of the above.
Well, clearly, Bill blew it at the trade deadline by not adding a tight end. And
yeah, not giving five first-round picks to get a tight end. That's
clearly the best thing to do. Got arrogant tonight because he didn't play Harry. And maybe blew. So one of two things is going on. Either Bill got too cute by not playing Harry, or Bill blew his first-round draft pick, and Harry's terrible, and that's why he's not playing. Those are your narratives.
Right, so.
What's fun for Patriots fans is that you now get 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks of this. So who knows? Maybe we will do an episode during the bye week, depending on how crazy things get this week. If we have to set some factual discrepancies, then we'll come back.
Well, we haven't talked about it, but I'm sure. So I live in the West Coast. I think tomorrow morning when I wake up, you'll have 25 texts going, Jesus F Christ, Dave, let's go. Let's have a bonus entitled town as happens most weeks. But they're 8-1. They're 8-1. It's like, again, they're 8-1. If you trust the coaching staff.
What is their record this season?
You tell me. 5-4?
Yeah, I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, me neither.
Look, the season's over. That's it. It's canceled. Pack it up.
Are we doing draft shit next time? Let's go. Like,
they played.
Are we on to draft shit?
They played one real team and they lost, caller.
Can we?
Ravens are not scared of you.
Can we go on to the draft and get some players in here and win some damn games? Jesus Christ, Dave. Let's go.
You can't do that. You need to trade all your draft picks for established players.
Wide receivers, especially.
Like O.J. Howard. Go get O.J. Howard.
5 first-round picks. Let's go. Bill the GM is again killing GM Bill the coach.
Mm-hmm. It's probably Stephen Belichick's fault.
Of course it is. You see him, he's arrogant. Arrogant, Dave. Arrogant.
All right. Well, I think we've covered it all. I think we've about done a podcast here. Do you have any regrets before we sign off?
You mean beside watching this team that's in the toilet? They're 8-1, and clearly there's no hope. How can we do this? How can we possibly watch this team on a weekly basis who has no hope to win the division? How can we do this? You're a Giant fan. I wish if I had a regret, it's that I could wish I could root for Daniel Jones this year. How do you feel?
Well, tomorrow night, buddy. We got a big game tomorrow against Dallas, and looking forward to that. My only regret tonight is, I don't know, maybe not talking you into doing into recording tomorrow. That might have been good. But I'm tired, and we're now back on standard time, and this is the time change weekend, and the Patriots have done it to me again, where instead of passing out an hour ago and getting my body onto a nice, nice schedule. The Patriots had a late game 2 years in a row, and basically, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose my extra hour. That's what's going to happen. So it's a bummer on that front. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we're doing this podcast and talking about football, and look forward to coming back and doing it maybe after the bye week, maybe during the bye week. Who knows? Just keep your phones close to your hearts, and we'll get in there. That's what we do. We get right to your hearts.
Right? On to the bye week, Dave. On to the bye week.
We're on to the bye week, and then Philadelphia.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
All right, man. You have a good night.
You too.